slow. I need you, Holy Spirit, move in a new way. I need you, Holy Spirit. I need you, Holy Spirit. Jump in to just talk to the Holy Spirit. I need you, Holy Spirit, more than ever before. I need you, Holy Spirit. I need Holy Spirit in our schools, Holy Spirit in our churches, Holy Spirit in our nation, Holy Spirit, oh God, in our families, Holy Spirit with our pastors, Holy Spirit, we need you, Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit in our street. We need the Holy Spirit more than ever before. We need you, Holy Spirit, in this generation. Just begin to long for the Holy Ghost. Begin to love the Holy Spirit. Just begin to love the Holy Spirit. We want more of the Holy Spirit. We need you, sweet Holy Spirit. We just come before God today. We want you, Holy Spirit. We want more of you, Holy Spirit. More of you, Holy Spirit. In Africa, more of you, Holy Spirit. In Asia, more of you, Holy Spirit. In Middle East, more of you, Holy Spirit. In America, more of you, Holy Spirit. We need you, Holy Spirit. At home and abroad, more of you, Holy Spirit. We cannot do anymore without you, Holy Spirit. We yield ourselves to you, Holy Spirit. As many tonight that are signing in around the nations of the world, we are praying and leaning on the Holy Spirit. Let the anointing of the Holy Spirit mantle you in a new way. Whether you're a statesman, you're a student, you're a businessman, whatever you're doing in life, you need the Holy Spirit dimension. We just say we need you, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Just begin to pray, begin to pray. We need you, Holy Spirit. Come in a new way. Come in your power like the day of Pentecost. We need you, Holy Spirit. Come in a new way. Come with all your force again. Let the nation see the presence of the Holy Spirit. Like Moses saw the Shekinah glory in the wilderness. We need you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we need you. Moses saw the glory of God. We need you, Holy Spirit. Joshua saw the glory of God. We need you, Holy Spirit. David saw your glory. We need you, Holy Spirit. We cannot do without the Holy Spirit. And today we are praying for this new anointing, this fresh anointing upon your life. We are studying and praying. Today we're going to handle 12 areas of the anointing that will change your life. Let God begin to fill us. Just welcome fresh anointing in your family, fresh anointing. Raise your voice, begin to pray. We are praying for the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon you and your family. Let there be this God dimension, the dimension of the Holy Spirit upon your life, that it will no more be by strength or by your human mind. Not by might, not by human power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. We are praying for a new encounter with the Holy Spirit. Lord, have your way today. We need you more than ever before. Before we begin officially, please just thank the Lord one more time and connect yourself with grace tonight. Raise our voice and pray. Father, we give you praise for as many that are signing in today in different countries. We just come to submit ourselves to God with all humility. We say, Lord, we need the Holy Spirit in America more than ever before. We have seen theologians, but we need the Holy Spirit. We want your Holy Spirit again to move in our nation. Lord, have your way again in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord. We started yesterday on the anointing. For those who missed yesterday, please just write the word anointing vertically. And we saw some few verses yesterday, and let me just take you through some few verses. And we saw Exodus 28, verse 41. We saw Acts chapter 10, verse 38. We saw Isaiah 10, 27. We saw Psalm 23, verse 5. We saw the anointing that A stands for the ability to operate and to flow in the supernatural. We saw N that no more natural faculties but divine enablement. We saw O under ordinary comes to an end and God's dimension sets into motion. We saw N yesterday, nothing is difficult under the anointing. Yes, see, Sally, nothing is difficult under the anointing. You don't see difficulties. And then T we saw N with T yesterday, total infusion of the Spirit of God for the miraculous. When the Holy Spirit moves into people, things happen, miracles happen. Sincerely, if a man is sick and the Holy Spirit moves into that body, that man begins to get healing. I've seen this again and again. When the Holy Ghost comes upon somebody, There's a vibration on that person's body and it comes to life. I witnessed a man that God used me to bring back to life. He was dead and lying in a hospital bed. And I went there, I said, Holy Ghost, touch! And something hit that man. The anointing moved in that man's bed in a Baja clinic in Tico. It was shaking and came back to life. So when the Holy Ghost moves in every dead situation, things begin to get life. So we're praying today for a move of the Holy Spirit like never before. We want a new encounter with the Holy Spirit. So today we're dealing with indispensability of the Holy Spirit. That's I. Indispensability means we cannot do without. So let's focus on that one, only that one point today we end, if God permit us. Just that is I, indispensability of the Holy Spirit. We cannot do without the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Acts chapter 1 verse 8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be my witnesses, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. These are the words of Jesus Christ. These concern every person, whether you are male or female. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost comes upon you, and you will become a witness, a living testimony of Jesus Christ and that He is alive. So we cannot do without the Holy Spirit. So today let's deal with 12 aspects today. Number one, be filled with the Holy Spirit. The first thing is the Holy Spirit wants to fill us. The anointing manifests because of the infilling of the Holy Spirit. You cannot, if you have a toothpaste, you press the paste, what is inside comes out. So if there is nothing inside, you press it, nothing comes out. So the Holy Spirit wants to fill us. That's what we call the anointing, this indwelling Holy Spirit for manifestation of God. See, the indwelling Holy Spirit for the manifestation, for the display of God's glory. The anointing is this indwelling Holy Spirit for the display of the glory of God. Not just to speak in tongues and feel good, but for the display of the glory of God, that God is glorified through you. Just say, Lord Jesus, fill me to overflowing. Fill me with this dimension for the display of the glory of God. Just say, Lord, fill me with the anointing for the display of the glory of God. Raise your voice, begin to pray. We speak in the name of Jesus Christ. This encounter with the Holy Spirit for the display of the glory of God. You become a carrier of the presence, that you are now filled with the Holy Spirit for the display of the glory of God, that the world will see the glory of God through you. Just say, my world will see the glory of God through my life. Oh, I just feel the anointing here. Father, I'm praying for as many at the sound of my voice in many continents around the world. We are praying for this baptism of Holy Ghost again. This anointing dimension for the display of the glory of God. Let's pray that God will manifest His glory through your life, through the anointing. That God manifests His glory to your children, through the church, through the ministry you are involved, because of fresh anointing. Raise your voice and pray. Father, I'm praying today for as many at the sound of my voice that are connected to this grace today. We are praying for this fresh anointing, for the display of the glory of God, that men will see the glory of God in your life and through your life. Let as many that connect with us, connect with the glory of God, that those who touch us will touch the glory of God. Those who touch us will touch the glory of God. Those who see you will come in contact with the glory of God. Let God move in a new way. Let there be a manifestation of the glory of God. Number two, this anointing is empowerment for life. Say, empowerment for life and holiness. Anointing is empowerment for life and for holiness and for ministry. Divine, God equip you. Divine equipping for the service you are called. Divine equipping for the service that God has called you. Without the anointing, there is no result in ministry. Just say, Lord, I pray today for this, a new empowerment for life and ministry. Raise your voice and pray. We are praying for new empowerment for life. We speak that empowerment for life. Oh, Kambasiana. Just say, Holy Spirit, empower me for life. Empower me for service. Empower me to heal. Empower me to set the captives free. Raise your voice and pray. We're speaking today, the anointing is the empowerment for life and service. The empowerment for life and holiness. The empowerment to glorify God. Without this empowerment, we are just flesh and blood. When David was anointed, he was empowered to face even Goliath. David killed a lion. David killed the bear. Today is our day. David's time is over. Today God is saying, I want to anoint you. I want to empower you for life. Just say, Lord, I'm ready for this divine empowerment for life and ministry. Raise your voice. Let's pray. I speak today for as many at the sound of my voice in all continents. Be empowered for life. Be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Let there be a move of God in your life that you're receiving this empowerment by the Holy Spirit for a new dimension of oppression in your life and ministry. The anointing will come upon you because God wants to empower us. The third thing is, once we are anointed by God, we are moved by the Holy Spirit. And it said the Holy Ghost moved them. Holy men of God were moved by the Holy Spirit. We use the word led by the Spirit in the New Testament more. But they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Can you just see the Holy Spirit moving you to action? The Holy Ghost moving you to action. Holy Ghost tests you inside and urges you to speak. Maybe you have prophesied before in your church. You feel a push within you to say, trust in the Lord. You feel a push to prophesy. God wants to move you for action. Just say, Holy Spirit, inspire me. Holy Spirit, move me. Holy Spirit, lead me. Raise your voice and pray. We are praying that as many as are led by the Holy Spirit, as many as are pushed by the Holy Spirit, as many as are moved by the Holy Spirit, they are the sons of God. Let God move you to prophesy. Let God move you to heal the sick. Let God move within you to release the word of faith. Let God move within you to bless somebody. I'm praying for these men and women today around the world that the Holy Spirit want to use your body like a vehicle to glorify God. He will use your mouth. He will use your hand. He will use everything you have. He will pass through you to touch a generation. Just say, Holy Spirit, pass through me today. Raise your voice and pray. Holy Spirit, pass through me today. Move through my faculties. Let God move by the Holy Spirit through your life for this new season. Something new is about to begin in the nations of the world. And God is saying, get ready, get anointed. Yes, get ready, get anointed for life. Get ready. I hear the Lord saying, tell my people, get ready. Get more of the Holy Spirit. Spend time with the Holy Spirit. Get ready for ministry. Get ready for intervention. Get ready to pray. Just say, Holy Spirit, fill me today. Move me. Inspire me. Lead me to do great things for you in this generation. Raise your voice and declare. Father, I'm praying for as many today that are willing to be moved by the Holy Spirit. That are willing to be led by the Holy Spirit. That are willing to allow the Holy Ghost flow through them. Lord, do something new today in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray this simple prayer today. Just say, Lord Jesus, I want fresh anointing upon my life. Let the Holy Spirit anoint and use me in a new way. Say, let the Holy Spirit anoint and use me in a new way. Raise your voice. Let's pray. We speak today that God wants to use somebody. Whether you are a girl, a boy, a man, a woman, every vessel available, God is saying, I want to fill somebody. I want to anoint you. Just the Holy Spirit, anoint and use me in a new way. Raise your voice and pray. Holy Spirit, anoint and use me in a new way. We are speaking today for as many at the sound of my voice in different parts of the U.S. on the prayer line. Get ready for fresh anointing. Get ready for God to use you. Now listen, God will not force to use you. He cannot forcefully use you. You must desire for God to use you. You must cooperate with Him. You must connect with the Holy Spirit. You must allow him to pass through you. Jesus said to Peter, can I use your boat? He did not force himself, but take your boat. So Christ is saying to you, can I use your mouth to speak? Can I use your hands to heal the sick? Can I use your feet to go and change the world? You can say yes, Lord. Father, I pray today for us. Many that are saying, just say yes to the Holy Ghost. Raise our voice and pray. We say yes to the Holy Spirit. I speak today to the young prophets. I speak today to men and women, to the evangelists that are rising up, to the voices in Africa. I speak today for these generational voices. Let your voice not be silent. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the anointing. Receive fresh anointing. Receive empowerment. Receive the grace of God. Let God use you in the name of Jesus Christ. Be moved by the Holy Spirit. Be moved by the Holy Spirit. Be led by the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Now, there's a prayer I used to pray a long time ago. You say, Lord Jesus, set me on fire for God. That talks about being zealous, being fervent for God. Just the Holy Spirit, set my soul on fire for God. Oh, I love that. Just the Holy Spirit, set my life on fire for God. Let me become fervent. Become on fire for God. Become zealous. Let my life be set on fire for God. Receive that fire in your bones. Jeremiah said, I feel like fire was inside me. I could not close my mouth. Just the Holy Spirit, I want the fire again, the fire in my bones, the fire in your words. Raise your voice and pray. Lord, set your church on fire again. The fire of the Holy Spirit begin to move in our youths, oh God. The fire of the Holy Ghost begin to move in our pastors. We are praying for men and women on fire. Begin to pray for your friends. Pray for your house. Pray for your sons. Pray for the nation. We want men and women on fire for God again. We don't want lukewarm church anymore. Raise our voice. Let's pray. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus for a baptism of the Holy Spirit. Set our lives on fire. Raise up fervent men of God, fervent intercessors, fervent singers, singers on fire, youths on fire for God, women on fire for God, pastors on fire for God, evangelists on fire for God, every child of God receiving new zeal, new enforcement, new flame. Let your light be kindled again. On Pentecost, there's something happened. They saw literal fire upon their heads, and they were speaking in new tongues. And Peter preached one sermon, 3,000 souls were saved. We're praying today for a new beginning again. Just say, oh Lord, baptize your church with fervence. Baptize your church with a new flame. Just say, oh Lord, a new flame, a new flame, the fire of the Holy Spirit. Raise our voice, let's pray. I'm praying for all the nations of the world. Receive this new flame. Let it be a new rekindling. Let the Holy Ghost rekindle upon every altar of a child of God. Every child of God that is waiting, preparing, praying. Father, I'm praying today, oh God, we see backsliding America. We see backsliding in Europe. We see backsliding in Africa. We see backsliding in Asia. We are praying for awakening, oh God. Awakening, oh God. A new restoration. Restore the Holy Ghost. Restore the move of God again. Just say, oh Lord, restore your spirit. Restore your spirit again in the house of God. Raise our voice. Let's pray. Father, we pray for the restoration of the Holy Spirit, fresh anointing upon your sons and daughters. Many have made the church a place of gossip, that made the church a place of division. We pray, oh God, let it be a fire of the Holy Ghost. Sanctify the church, sanctify the men, sanctify the women, and baptize us again with fresh fire. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Now, there's a dimension called drunk in the spirit. Okay, you know, Paul said, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be drunk with the Holy Ghost. Have you ever been drunk? For me, I fully under that anointing. Sincerely, the day I got baptized initially, I lost control. Holy Ghost took over my life. I was speaking in new tongues. I didn't know what I was saying. I was on the floor many times. So there's a dimension that you are drunk by the Holy Ghost. You are carried by the Spirit. Apostle John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. The Holy Ghost took over his life. Let's pray for this overshadowing presence. The angel said to Mary, the power of God will overshadow you. Raise her voice, let's pray. Father, I'm praying for men and women that are not drunk with wine, but they are moved by the Holy Spirit. We are praying, oh God, that we don't drink alcohol, first of all. You not be drunk with wine, but be moved by the Holy Spirit. Be carried by the Holy Spirit. Be overshadowed by the Holy Ghost. Just say, Holy Spirit, overshadow me. Holy Spirit, take control. Let me be lost in the Holy Spirit. Yes, let me be lost in the Holy Ghost. Listen, that's some time you have been praying, you are praying, you are praying. You lost consciousness, whether you are standing, you feel like you are floating in the atmosphere. You have been overshadowed by His presence. So I'm praying for you today. Let the Holy Spirit mantle you. Just say after me, Lord Jesus, I receive a mantling of the Holy Ghost. Raise your voice and pray. Let there be a mantling of a shadowing. Let the Holy Ghost wrap your life around. Let there be a mantling of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your life be mantled by the Holy Spirit. Let your life be overshadowed by this presence. I'm praying for miracles to happen in this atmosphere. Listen, in the Old Testament, they have a saying, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. In the New Testament, not just coming upon, but it comes in, he inhabits within us. He manifests through us. He wants to dwell in you and overshadow you and envelop your life. We are praying today for Holy Spirit. Just say, Holy Spirit, speak through me. In a powerful way. Just say, Holy Spirit, speak through me. Raise your voice and declare, sweet Holy Spirit, speak through your sons. I'm praying for men and women today. At the sound of my voice, you will not speak by your own power. You will speak by the anointing. You will not speak by your own faculties. Let the Holy Ghost put words in your mouth. Yes, I love that. Just say, Holy Spirit, put words in my mouth every day. Raise your voice and pray. Holy Spirit, put words in my mouth. Speak through me. I give you myself, oh God. Holy Spirit, speak. There's a son watching me right now. I just sense the anointing coming upon your life. Receive this empowerment. You will speak in the prophetic language. You will speak by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let your mouth speak mysteries in the name of Jesus Christ. You will speak by the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Spirit move through your mouth and speak to the nation. Speak by the Holy Spirit. You will hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. You will speak by the Holy Spirit. Don't be afraid to speak what the Holy Spirit drops within you. Don't be afraid to speak what the Holy Spirit drops within you. You need to pray about it. So I'm praying today. Just say, Lord Jesus. Say after me, Lord Jesus, fill me anew with the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, empower me with the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, lead me by the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, fill me and use me by the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, I want the fire of the Holy Spirit. Set my life on fire again. Lord Jesus, anoint me and speak through me. Lord Jesus, open my ears to hear the still small voice. Lord Jesus, I want to see by the Holy Spirit. He will give you visions. But let's pray before we end today for the manifestation. The manifestation of His presence through your life. Oh, the manifestation of His presence through your life. Raise your voice and pray. We're praying for this manifestation of God. Let God manifest through your life. I speak today to as many as the sound of my voice. Get ready for the supernatural manifestation through your life. Let it begin today in the name of Jesus. Raise your voice and pray. We are praying for the manifestation of the hand of God, the manifestation of the miracles of God, the manifestation of the glory of God. Raise our voice and pray, Lord, manifest yourself again. Now let's take this personal. There's a situation you are going through that God must show up. Just the Holy Spirit, show up in this situation. It might be a sick situation. It might be a death situation. It might be exam situation. It might be a confusion somewhere. Listen, God can do anything. Just say, Holy Spirit, manifest yourself in this situation. Raise your voice and pray. Holy Spirit, manifest yourself in my body. Manifest yourself in my sons. Manifest yourself in the job site. Manifest yourself in our family. Manifest yourself with our grandchildren. Manifest yourself in the company. Holy Spirit, manifest yourself in well-missioned souls around the world. Let there be a manifestation of the God in Jesus' name. Just say, Holy Spirit, display the glory of God through my life. Raise your voice and pray. We are praying for this display of the excellency of God, that men will say, God is alive. Listen, when Joshua commanded the priest to put their toes on River Jordan, and then something happened, a force moved in the water underneath, water separating, the waters were flowing upwards. Everywhere was silent. They saw the display of the majesty of God. Men today need to see that God is alive. We pray today, say, Lord Jesus, display your glory through my life again. Raise your voice and pray that those who know you will see the hand of God in you. Those who know you will experience the display of the hand of God, because they know that God is with you. They cannot touch you because they know that God is with you. I speak today, this very season, you will experience the display of the glory of God. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Now lay hand on your body. We're praying for you personally, for the demonstration of the power of God on your behalf. You have your own issues. I mean, you have your own battles. You cannot be fighting other people's battles while you are going through your own crisis. We're praying for the demonstration of the glory of God on your behalf. Oh, I feel the grace here. Raise your voice, let's pray. Father, we come in agreement today, for as many as the sound of my voice, let there be a demonstration of God on your behalf. You are praying for immigration miracle. Let there be a demonstration of the power of God on your behalf. You are praying for healing. You are praying for a new job. You are praying for that job interview. You are praying for a loved one. You are praying for your family. You are praying for families in Africa, in Asia, in Europe. We are praying in the name of Jesus Christ. Let God manifest and demonstrate his power on your behalf. Let the sick be healed. Let the barren wombs be healed. Let God move by spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Finally, let's pray for the fruit of the spirit. Galatians 5:22. The fruit of the spirit. You know, a man without the Holy Spirit has the works of the flesh. A man with the Holy Spirit bears the fruit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, etc. Let's pray that God should give us character by the Holy Spirit. Raise our voice, let's pray. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus for this character through the Holy Ghost, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Let there be love, peace, gentleness, patience, meekness. Let this fruit of the Holy Spirit begin to grow in us as we spend time with Jesus, as we spend time in prayer, as we spend time in worship, as we spend time with the Word, as we keep loving the Holy Spirit. Yes, I pray, Father Lord, let it be done today. We need the Holy Ghost more than ever before. Let it be done today in Jesus' mighty name. One more prayer request will end today. That is N and G. The anointing, N stands for the anointing, no physical substance. Anointing is not magic. Anointing is the active flow of the presence of God. So we don't sell waters and sell perfumes and use. The anointing is not black or white magic. The anointing is the manifest presence of the Holy Spirit through his sons and daughters. We speak by faith and God take control. The anointing is not physical substances. Some use gravel, some use stones, some use things and become like magic in the church. The anointing is a divine presence of God upon your life, that God moves through you. Hallelujah, Lord. G stands for God wants every child of God to be anointed for life and ministry. So we're praying today for one thing. Say one thing. Say, Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you. That is the secret. Surrendering yourself to the Holy Spirit. We don't fight with the Holy Spirit. We surrender to him. Now, To swim in a swimming pool, you just fall there and you allow yourself in the water. The more you keep struggling, the more you are going down. Let's pray for the yielding of the Holy Ghost, that we yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to take control of your life. Just say, Holy Spirit, I allow you to take control of my life. Raise your voice, let's pray. We come in the name of Jesus Christ. I yield to the Holy Ghost. I surrender to the Holy Spirit. I allow myself to flow in the Holy Spirit. Lord, do something new again in Africa. Flow in the Holy Ghost. Yield to the Holy Spirit. In Europe, yield to the Holy Spirit. In Asia, in Middle East, in America, the Lord is saying, it's time to yield yourself to the Holy Spirit, not by might, not by power, not by human knowledge, but by the Spirit of the living God. Raise your voice and worship the Lord. Father, I give you thanks today for as many who have heard this teaching today. Father, I give you thanks that we're praying for tangible result. Receive this empowerment. Receive the anointing. Lay your hand on your body, please. Now let's take this serious. Lay your hand on your body. Begin to pray in tongues in your home. Begin to pray in the spirit language. Keep praying. Father, just raise your voice. Keep praying. Father, come in the name of Jesus. Let there be this empowerment that sickness cannot touch your body. Keep praying in tongues. Let there be this empowerment that no devil can knock at your door. Let there be this empowerment that affliction cannot rise the second time because of the Holy Ghost. Keep praying in tongues in your home. Because of the Holy Spirit, let God break the yokes. Let there be breakthroughs. Let there be testimonies. Let God arise. Let the enemy be shattered. Let God arise. Let the enemy be shattered. Let God arise. Let the enemy be shattered. By this anointing, you are a winner. By this anointing, you prevail. By this anointing, the enemy must fail. You must break through. In this anointing, no devil, no fly can come near your body because of the fire of the Holy Ghost. Receive the anointing. Receive divine empowerment. Receive the presence of God. Let God anoint you and use you like never before. It is done in Jesus' mighty name.